This is Civics Lab Quick Take. Today's Quick Take, we go to Ojeda Middle School to discuss building a garden to create a salsa that I'm sure the community is going to enjoy. Here's our Quick Take. The Civics Lab team is here at Ojeda Middle School, which is in Southeast Austin, south of Ben White, just west of the airport, and just east of Montopolis Drive, which is really one of the areas that we are focusing on in the Civics Lab related to food insecurities. This area of Austin has, in terms of the total insecurity, food insecurity population, is one of the areas. And actually, Ojeda Middle School is part of Del Valle ISD, which I was surprised by because I've lived here almost 25 years and I did not realize Del Valle ISD came in this far west into the city. I always thought this was part of Austin ISD. So that's something that was very eye-opening to me. And the second, the number of kids in this school percentage-wise that are economically disadvantaged. We looked up data from the Texas Tribune, and the data suggested that almost 90% of the kids at this school are economically disadvantaged. When you compare that to areas, other parts of the city, Austin ISD has a little bit over 50% of the kids are economically disadvantaged, and in Eanes ISD, it's less than 5% of the kids. So the further east, the more economically disadvantaged. That is a startling fact to me. And we actually have here on the Civics Lab team several of our team members, and I thought I would just kind of let them talk a little bit about why we're here, what some things that the kids are doing, and how we're going to help them kind of build healthy food entrepreneurial skills.
All right, my name's Cameron Crowder. Essentially, some of the things that we're here to do was to help them build up their community garden and unveil it today, and just get them on the track to taking charge of their own food and where they get their food and the types of food that they eat.
My name is Kaylee Manns. Another reason we're here is to talk to the teachers, see what kind of material and tools they're lacking, so that we can reach out to community members, other healthy food stops, city councilors, to get the donated goods so that they can make this like a sustainable, long-lasting program within their school.
My name is Michael Bakke. Hopefully, moving forward, we can take all this information that we've gathered and we can continue to spread awareness, whether it be at city council meetings or with other organizations that we're partnering with, so we can help the school district as much as possible, and the school in particular, to continue building up their community garden.
So what are they going to do with the garden? What are they saying they want to do with, ultimately, with the ingredients? What are they trying to do?
They're trying to make salsa.
They're right, make salsa?
Yeah, Ojeda's.
So we're in Ojeda Middle School. Can you tell me your name? And
hi, my name is Peggy Pruitt. I'm a teacher at Ojeda.
So tell me about it. Like you were just saying, you've lived here in Del Valle for a while.
Yeah, well, I've been a teacher in Del Valle for over 20 years. And so this is something that I know Del Valle has dealt with. Food insecurity, being in a food desert. I actually used to work out at Hornsby, which is even further out than this. And I just, you know, I know the families closely and I hear their stories. And I know this is something that they desperately want and need. And if we could even get to the point where we have some kind of community garden, I mean, I think that would be really helpful for them. But just this, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. It's just very exciting. And I think finally, you know, watching Del Valle grow and, you know, just seeing it just become a bigger part of Austin, where it used to be something that was just like this little place out in the middle of nowhere, out by old, you know, airport. And now it's a part of Austin. It's a part of the community and it's just getting bigger. So I don't know.
And y'all are going to turn this into, what are y'all going to turn in? You're going to put these ingredients together. What are you making?
Do you want to know the big hopes and dreams of this?
Yeah, sure.
Because I have big hopes
and
dreams.
Yeah, what are they?
I mean, the long-term goal of this is that right now we don't have in Del Valle any sustainability classes. We don't have any extracurriculars in middle school that have to do with farm-to-table classes. And so my hope and dream is that we can bring this here. So every year, you know, we can raise the plants, we can grow the food, hopefully we can share it with the community, something like that long-term. But having a class where kids can actually come in, do project-based learning, and learn like the Texas state skills through projects. So I think this is something that we can really do. Like, it's been a dream of mine for a long time.
So. You're speaking the language of the Civics Lab.
Y'all are my heart. Thank you, Civics Lab.
And so ultimately, in this case, you want to make salsa.
That's what we're doing. This semester, this is like a, you know, this is the start. So can I tell you kind of where it came from?
Yeah.
Okay, so in January, all this just started in January. So the state said that we needed to, because of COVID, we had to provide extra enrichment. And so what we did is we were like, we want to do something fun for the kids. This should be a fun time for them. And so we were like, well, let's just start a business. Let's give it a try. And so we have about half hour every day to kind of put this together. And so we started in January with just the seeds. We planted the seeds. The kids learned about, you know, how to do plants. The kids learned about, you know, what else? Oh my gosh, so much we put in there. How to grow the seeds. And then now we're finally at the point where we're putting the plants in the ground. We may not be able to harvest everything early enough, but we're going to make the salsa and then with the community bring it in and sell it to the community. So hope that's okay.
That's more than okay.
Okay, good.
It's incredible.
Okay.
Because it builds entrepreneurship skills.
Yes.
It builds sustainability questions. You highlight an issue of access to food and food insecurities. You're starting with kids so they can understand the basic issues of food.
Yes.
And you're doing it by having them do it.
Thank you.
You're not putting a book in front of them and talking about it.
Yes, exactly. They're doing it.
This is more than incredible. This is shifting the focus of how we think of education.
Yes, yes, it is. It's shifting the focus.
God bless all of you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.